now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Well, here's my word. Get the hell off my spread. Now.
Well, good day, America, and welcome to a Football Friday edition of the Spano and Black Attack here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, Bob Black off today. If you want to join the discussion, dial me up at 1-800-878-PLAY. That number again, 1-800-878-7529. It's the toll-free number to join me here on the attack. If you prefer Twitter, as I know many of you do, 140 characters or less, at Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. Going to be a lot of the usual Football Friday stuff. We'll have a recap of another thrilling Thursday night primetime matchup. We'll preview all the big Week 15 NFL Sunday action. And that's going to come along. That's going to take the vast majority of the show. But it's a little bit of a bittersweet Football Friday. And we'll start the show in our next segment eulogizing the late, great Craig Sager, who passes at 65 after a lengthy bout with leukemia. That's what we're going to do right out of the box in our next segment. But right now, then we'll get to all the Football Friday stuff. But now let's do what we do at the top of each and every hour. We let you know the many ways that you could take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network with you on the go via your devices, starting with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. There's a Listen Live link, allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and a whole lot more at sportsbyline.com. There's the apps, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio. They're all downloadable to any device you can think of. They all have a wealth of on-demand content. And most importantly, they all have Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channels. Finally, the American Forces Radio Network around the world. Where all the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack, and we thank all of them for their service to the greatest country in the world. Up next, we get off to the bitter part of the bittersweet start. We eulogize the late, great Craig Sager next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7 year old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Mouse seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. so you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
As many of you know, today is a very sad day in the NBA. We lost a dear friend and a big part of the league's soul with the passing of Craig Sager. And I know I speak for a lot of people who worked with Craig and who knew him when I say that nobody had more zest for life and passion and joy the way he lived than Craig. He loved his family, loved his friends. He loved Bud Light. He loved golf. He loved atmospheres like tonight where he came and worked an incredible sporting event. He loved the Cubs. He loved people more than anything. Going out with Craig after games with the crew was always fun. Tonight, we offer condolences to his family, to Stacy and his children. We offer condolences to his colleagues at TNT, many of whom are here tonight working the game. And we mourn his loss, but while we considered a moment of silence, we thought it would be more appropriate, given the way Craig lived his life and the joy that he brought to so many people, to have a moment of joy instead. So I'd like all of you to join me in an applause for a great man and a life well lived. Thank you.
Steve Kerr's touching and apropos send-off of the late, great Craig Sager brings us back to the Spano and Black Attack here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, Bob Black off today. If you want to join the discussion, 1-800-878-PLAY is the way to get involved. That number again, 1-800-878-7529. If you prefer Twitter, as I know many of you do, hit us up at either JoeSpano56 or at Sports Byline USA. This is the bitter part of the bittersweet football Friday. And it's the part you really never have to do. But unfortunately, this is where we are, where we're saying goodbye to one of our own as the entire sports world, along with his family and friends, mourn the loss of Craig Sager at age 65 after a lengthy battle with leukemia. And Craig, he battled so hard. There were multiple bone marrow transplants. There were so many rounds of chemo. He was so inspirational in battling this disease. And again, hashtag SagerStrong. And, you know, late in his life, upon finding out about the leukemia diagnosis, Sager Strong Foundation helped raise money for cancer awareness and to fight this dreaded disease. And again, I think his battle helped inspire so many. And we lost a great basketball reporter, and it seems an even greater man. Didn't know him personally, but I know many people that did. And you've seen the outpouring of support, whether it was Steve Kerr's speech, whether it was Greg Popovich's two-minute interview where he talked about Sager, whether it was the entire TNT crew and their opportunity to speak on Craig. Had a thirst for life, had a spice for life and made everybody's life better for him being in it. And he's gone too soon at 65 after a lengthy bout with leukemia. And, you know, he's best remembered over his career for his nearly, you know, his 3 decades with Turner Sports and his 26 years covering the NBA, where he became an iconic sideline reporter who changed how the game was covered. And really, in a sport like the NBA, or in this case specifically the NBA, where it is so personality driven, you know, unlike football, where yes, you know your stars, but they all wear helmets. Basketball is such an individual driven, big personality sport. The LeBrons, the Dwayne Wades, the Steph Currys, the Kevin Durants. It really is a sport about its stars and these iconic individuals. Well, Craig Sager was one of those guys. You know, he was a guy outside of the stars that was amongst the most recognizable personalities in all of the NBA. Known for the flashy sports coach. You could call them ugly, you can call them anything you want. With him and Lindsey Nelson both in heaven now, I assume every gaudy and tacky and ugly sports coat in the world is now up there in heaven being sized for either Craig Sager or Lindsey Nelson, and those two can now compare notes on who's got the uglier sports coat. But again, with Craig, revolutionized how we cover the sideline, how the basketball sideline is covered and reported. Became an iconic figure who was one of the better known personalities in all of the NBA. Behind, of course, a great many of its stars like the LeBron James and the Blake Griffins and any number of guys that I mentioned. After that, he was one of the most well-known people because of those sports coats, because of the frequency with which he was seen on television, because of the quality of his sideline interviews, and because of his half-kidding, half-annoyed sparring with Greg Popovich, where he'd interview Pop and get nothing out of him. So the NBA lost not only one of its most beloved figures, but also one of its most well-known in Craig Sager. So an important man to the NBA has been lost. A good man has been lost. A man who led a courageous fight that has inspired others to fight this dreaded disease. And a man who also put his money where his mouth is and helped raise awareness and raise dollars to battle cancer through the Sager Strong Foundation. So it's a sad day, but Craig had this spice for life, as Steve talked about. He loved the Cubs. He loved life. And this is what we heard so much of. So we don't want to make it too depressing here, because if you notice, instead of giving Craig Sager a moment of silence, they gave him a moment of celebration and a raucous applause, because that's what he would have wanted. I know that sounds canned and corny about what he would have wanted. Craig would have wanted to be alive and on the sidelines, but he wouldn't want people to feel pity for him, and he expressed that throughout the back end of his life. So his 44-year sportscasting career comes to an end with his unfortunate demise. Again, 3 decades at Turner Sports, 26 years as a sideline reporter for the NBA on TNT. He also worked for CNN, covering college football, Major League Baseball, the Olympics, and so many other things. He was one of the co-anchors of CNN Sports Tonight. Just a terrific storied career that in many ways really started when he interviewed Hank Aaron. As Aaron was surrounding the bases after hitting homer number 715, he was one of the many people that jumped on the field. He was a journalist who got an interview. So I think an apt way to memorialize the great Craig Sager. Our hearts go out to his entire family, his wife, Stacy, Craig Jr., and all his children. And for those others, those other close friends that loved him. Again, you see the articles, the outpouring of support, and people talking about how important he was to the game of basketball, from Pop to Magic Johnson to Larry Bird. The list goes on and on of how many people around the NBA admired Craig Sager. Craig Sager gone at 65. Next up, we'll get to the Football Friday portion of Football Friday. We'll recap another thrilling Thursday night primetime matchup between the Seahawks and the Rams. That's next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. Be sure to keep it where it is.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's master handyman, with the Grainger Tip of the Week. Lockout, tagout is the practices and procedures necessary to disable machinery or equipment to prevent hazardous energy release. It is one of the most commonly cited issues on the OSHA Top 10 citation list. Make sure you're following proper procedures by visiting Grainger.com/lockout/tagout. And now a word from Grainger.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call, clicksafety.grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Psst, hey you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead, I'll wait. GEICO presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with GEICO to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with GEICO. The Shazam 15, brought to you by GEICO. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
GEICO presents Sharing versus Oversharing. Way early this morning, Brad Higdon shared a major spoiler alert from everyone's favorite hit show,
sad emojis to express his feelings about the plot twist, and a playlist he made to drown out his sorrows?
Dude, oversharing alert. Brad, GEICO has something worth sharing with those who haven't befriended you. Like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance at GEICO.com. So stop moping about the post-apocalyptic world and start saving in the real world. GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You want to take a chance on that?
Ball is at the 8 on a first and goal now. And Wilson going against the grain, throws, caught, and into the end zone goes Luke Wilson for the touchdown. Baldwin for the touchdown. He beats Troy Hill.
Oh, boy, what a move.
Third and 11. Line does its job. Going deep downfield, getting free. Lockett, touchdown. Seattle will go to 9-4-1. The Rams will go to 4-10.
Al Michaels and Chris Collingsworth on the call of the Thursday night matchup. That audio courtesy of the NFL Network. And that's how we come back to the Spano and Black Attack on a Football Friday edition. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the discussion, that number again, 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter. At Joe Spano 56 at Sports Byline USA. Topics open for discussion. Your thoughts on the late, great Craig Sager. If you want to take an opportunity here to weigh in with your thoughts and your memories of watching Craig Sager and maybe what he meant to your NBA viewing, that's fair game. Or we're rolling into football, the Football Friday aspect of this Friday edition of The Attack. Your thoughts on the Thursday night matchup, your thoughts on the Seahawks, the Rams, or your favorite team and their upcoming matchup on a week 15 in the NFL. Those are all fair game at 1-800-878-PLAY. Again, that number is 1-800-878-7529. And let's get into it. Seattle Seahawks 24, Los Angeles Rams 3. This one takes place up at CenturyLink Stadium in Seattle. With the victory, the Seahawks improved to 9-4-1, a perfect 7-0 at home, and they clinched the NFC West crown and put themselves in a very good position to be the number 2 seed in the NFC playoffs, with an eye on the number 1 overall seed as they stay in hot pursuit of the Dallas Cowboys. Realities are, for me, as it relates to that, Seahawks going to have an uphill battle to be the number 1 seed. I think for them, while they're so much better at home than they are on the road, the two important things for them is get the bye week and get a home playoff game before the NFC Championship game. So if you take care of your business and you end up as a 2 seed, the Seahawks will be in very, very good shape come the 2016 NFL postseason, and their chances of going back to the Super Bowl would be pretty good. Let's get to this game a little bit, and then we'll talk about playoff ramifications of a lot of this weekend's action as we dive into it. A classic workmanlike win for Seattle. Their offense was very quiet in the first half. 10-3. 14 points in the second half to pull away. 24-3 the final. Their offense was far from the star, as Russell Wilson was very good, save for a late meaningless interception. But Thomas Rawls in the running game could not get started against this Rams defense. But the Seattle defense all game long was terrific, and they made a Rams offense, which normally looks anemic, look even more anemic, as the Rams now fall to 4-10, 3-5 away from home. And it's just right out the string, play two more games, get some good play on film, and perhaps you can have a job here or someplace else next season if you're a member of the Los Angeles Rams. But they're going nowhere fast. John Fossil, again in his debut as the interim coach, ultra-aggressive, went for it, I think, 4 times on fourth down. The Rams were 0-4 in those situations. But in so many ways, with the short week to prepare, it very much looked like the same old Rams. Maybe with the long week off of the Thursday night game, maybe we see a little more and some more wrinkles from this John Fossil-led group. But where I want to make the focus is Seattle. You know, again, a workmanlike victory, and I think that's the best description of what was done here. You know, again, it's only 10-3 at the half, and it looked like the Seahawks were going to have their usual troubles with the Los Angeles Rams as the Rams give them fits. Well, second half, that Rams offense could do nothing against that Seahawks defense. Russell Wilson puts together a couple of big drives, and the capper is the big pass to Tyler Lockett, and 24-3 the final. That's really the story. You know, a team at home in their own building playing a severely outclassed opponent. And again, as I said, offensively, they were okay. Russell Wilson was good, 19 for 26, 229, 3 touchdowns, 1 meaningless interception. He was sacked twice, but it only cost him 2 yards. So Russell Wilson was just fine. Tyler Lockett, terrific in making his first start of the season opposite Doug Baldwin in 2 wide receiver sets. 7 for a buck 30 and a touchdown, including the big 57-yarder that goes for the touchdown that puts this one on ice. Everybody else, Doug Baldwin, 5 for 35. And then from there, Jimmy Graham, one big catch for 31 yards. Luke Wilson, 3 for 19. And that's about it. But again, Russell Wilson, very, very good. The Rams defense couldn't really pressure him very much. What they were able to do is stop the run. 30 carries, 72 yards, and it wasn't even that good. That's very, very deceiving. If you take out the fake punt, the needless fake punt, and John Ryan's one carry for 26 yards in this one, they did nothing running the football. Thomas Rawls carried it for 1.6 yards a carry, 21 carries for 34 yards, and Russell Wilson, 2 yards a carry, 6 carries for 12 yards. So this was a running game stuck in quicksand. And they've had inconsistencies on offense all season long. General team's been inconsistent. Just when you think they're turning a corner, they're going to turn it on at the right time, they put up a stinker like they did last week against Green Bay. It's not a vintage Seahawks team, but it's also not a vintage National Football Conference, and this team may be good enough to get out of there. But again, you saw Russell Wilson. He was solid. He led the offense. He did a very good job. Offense did enough. Couldn't run the ball. Defense, again, was brilliant. Limiting Jared Goff to 135 yards through the air, sacking him 4 times. Case Keenum comes in relief. He goes 5 for 9, another 32 yards. So when you look at the total passing yards through the air, 167 yards, you take out the 4 sacks for 31 yards as they got after both of these quarterbacks, in particular Goff. 136 total passing yards on 35 passes. Todd Gurley couldn't get anything going, running it for under 3 yards a carry, 17 carries for 47 yards. So the defense was there. And a big part of that was getting Michael Bennett back in the lineup. He is so important to what they do and such a good player. And a guy who plays so much bigger than his statistical numbers. And good news for the Seahawks, because he did leave this game due to injury and there was concern it was going to be a concussion. Pete Carroll has indicated that there's no concussion issue here, no head hit, and that Michael Bennett will be just fine. Yeah, you've lost Earl Thomas, but Michael Bennett coming back is going to be so important to this group, and it'll really upgrade what is a very good defense, and that defense this year will be the thing that carries Seattle. And again, is it as good as defense in years past? No, it's not. There's nothing great about this team. It's good. The thing is, it doesn't have to be great to get out of this NFC. That's the realities of the situation. And if you want some idea how good on this night this Seattle defense was, 172 total yards allowed in 56 plays. That's an anemic 3.7 yards a play. The league average is 5.5 yards a play. And the anemic Rams even averaged 4.7 yards a play for 32nd in the league. So they were a full yard less than their normal yards per play average, and almost 2 yards less per play than the league-wide average. So the Seahawks defense was completely dominant and only giving up 3 points and giving up under 200 yards of total offense and getting 4 sacks and giving up under 3 yards a carry. But on the whole this year, they've had their struggles. And it is not a great Seattle defense reminiscent of the defenses they've had the last 3 or 4 years. They have no Earl Thomas to help lead that secondary, so the secondary is not going to be as dominant. Michael Bennett returning to the lineup, and if they have him for their postseason run, that just may be the thing that elevates this defense. And I think the defense is going to have to lead them as it's their more consistent unit. And when they start playing the best of the best with that offense, you'd have to be worried. It's so inconsistent. And every time you think they're kind of turning that corner, they regress. The running game isn't there consistently, even with the return of Thomas Rawls. You know, they're missing that edge that Marshawn Lynch brought. I think they're fortunate in that they're going to be the second seed and that the NFC is not great. And the realities are, with some of the struggles the Cowboys have had, and when you look at the rest of the teams that they could potentially face in the NFC postseason, they'd have to be right up there, or maybe they'd actually have to be the favorite to come out of the NFC despite their limitations. And even with some of the talent on teams in the AFC is devoid of great teams as well. When you look at Seattle, you look at their inconsistencies, you look at their failings, you're still left to say one thing. Why not the Seahawks? Why not? Up next, we'll stay with the Thursday night matchup. There was some controversy, a couple of controversial plays, a mouth that's frequently open, spouting some controversial remarks. We'll get into it all next here on the Spano and Black Attack and start rolling into our Week 15 NFL Sunday previews. It's all next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. Keep it where it is.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
This is painful for every single one of us. There are a couple guys crying in the locker room right now.
Well, there's nothing to cry about if you were the Seattle Seahawks last night as they rolled on Thursday Night Football 24-3 over the Rams. Los Angeles, another story. Rams have got their struggles. They got a long way to go. And they won't have a ton of draft picks in this year's NFL draft to do in this upcoming NFL draft to help fortify this team. And Jared Goff's been slow to develop, let's be honest. But let's keep the focus on the Seahawks, the team that will be playing football in January. The Rams are done in 2 weeks and are going to play out the string. That said, they're as I said, exiting our last segment, There were some controversial things that were said and done in this football game that we should discuss before we turn the page and start getting into our Week 15 Sunday NFL preview, take a look at games that have playoff ramifications, and kind of take a look at where the playoffs are headed and who looks like they're in and who looks like they're out. But I guess I'll start with number one, Richard Sherman going off on Pete Carroll and Daryl Bevel as it relates to play calling when Seattle threw a pass down on the one-yard line. And he's screaming, "We all know how this turns out. We all know how this turns out." Pete Carroll tried to defuse the situation. In many ways, I think it's much ado about nothing. And here's why. The Seattle team's been together a long time. The Seattle coaching staff, they know Richard Sherman. He's a smart and articulate guy. But in many ways, he's that barrel that empty barrel that you rattle and it makes a lot of noise. Now, unlike the normal description of the empty barrel making the most noise, where we're usually talking about somebody that lacks intelligence, Richard certainly doesn't lack intelligence. Went to Stanford. If you listen to him speak, he's extremely articulate. And he's a well-thought-out guy. He can get very emotional. He's extremely opinionated, sometimes to his detriment. And this was one of those cases. Pete Carroll did a great job in diffusing it. And you very often get these battles on teams sometimes between offense and defense. In this case, between defensive player and coaches on the offense or coaching the offense. I don't take much out of it. Teammates know Richard's being Richard. Coaches know Richard's being Richard. And when you play corner like he does, you get away with stuff like that. If you're cannon fodder on the special teams and you pull that nonsense, well, guess what? You get cut. Because the realities are all players are not treated equally, despite what Ron Rivera says after suspending Cam Newton for not wearing a tie on the team plane. And Richard Sherman will get away with that. That issue will very quietly go away. And the Seahawks will move on to the playoffs. The other two controversial things that went on in this game, one, again, involves Richard Sherman, but much ado about nothing. And it was the mid-fourth quarter hit on Jared Goff after the scramble that ended up putting him in the concussion protocol. You talk about much ado about nothing. It was a clean and legal hit on a running quarterback. It's on Goff to get out of bounds there, and he didn't. He didn't make the concerted effort to sell out and try and score, but he also didn't try and get out of bounds. He just kind of meandered along down the sideline, took the yardage that was given to him. And then because of the speed of the NFL game and Richard Sherman quickly approaching, Goff didn't get out on time and he got his clock cleaned. So there's no dirty hit there. There's no intention there. As Richard Sherman himself said, we don't give out any freebies. No freebie given out. Jared Goff will learn from this mistake, for sure. And the next time, he'll either sell out and go for it, try and score, or he'll very gently dance out of bounds. But he won't hang in that no man's land where he leaves himself a sitting duck and a target for defensive players and make himself a victim to a perfectly legal hit that takes him out of the game. And Richard Sherman did nothing wrong. We're not giving up any freebies. The guy's kind of lollygagging along, taking whatever yards are given to him, and then he doesn't commit to go forward or get out of bounds. So Richard Sherman makes the decision for him, puts him out of bounds, and cleans his clock. Jared Goff will learn. He'll understand the difference between the pace of the college game and the pace of the NFL game, and he will make a concerted effort to either get out of bounds in those situations or sell out and go for it and try and score, duck back inside, whatever the scenario is. But again, hopefully he learns his lesson from this, and I'm confident that he will. It's a painful lesson, and it's one that took him out of the rest of that game, and I don't know if there was a concussion, and I don't know how long he'll be out, if at all, going further, and I don't know how much this will cost him as far as the injury. But you hope if you are the Rams and you're Jared Goff that you don't pay too big a price in bodily harm to learn this lesson, and you hope you learn it quickly. Because a couple of more hits like that, and you may pay a much heavier price than you did last night. So, no controversy there. Clean legal hit. Get out of bounds. You'll learn. And if not, we'll teach you. And I guess the final one, and this is the one nobody's talking about, and that's what I don't understand. I think of everything that happened in this game, as far as of the controversial nature, from Richard Sherman mouthing off to his coaches, again, to me, much ado about nothing because he's Richard Sherman. And it's the Seattle Seahawks. They'll be fine. To the hit on Jared Goff as he's tiptoeing the sidelines, again, much ado about nothing. He had it coming. He'll learn. The one that nobody's talking about, that everybody should be talking about, and maybe it's because everybody at that point turned off the game. What is Pete Carroll doing calling for a John Ryan fake punt up three scores with 5-odd minutes left in the game? And then John Ryan, not used to running 30 yards down a field, inexplicably drops the football and gets his clock clean trying to recover it. And rightfully so. That's the one people should be talking about. You want to talk about kicking a team when they're down for no reason. I understand division foe who's always giving you trouble, but they just fired their head coach. They're coming to your building on a short week with a new head coach. You knocked their quarterback out of the game, and you're up 3 touchdowns. Punt the damn football. That's stupidity, and that's unnecessary. That's rubbing salt in the wounds, and it's really, really in poor taste. That offense couldn't get out of its own way. I illustrated the stats of how bad they were playing, 3.7 yards a play. And that's after the good drive that they engineered to get down the field that bogged down deep in Seattle territory. So for chunks of the game, they weren't even playing that well. And you think in 5 minutes they're coming back from a 3-touchdown deficit? You punt the damn football. And you're really, really lucky John Ryan didn't get hurt, because you're a team that wins with defense and field position. And when your offense is clicking, you're pounding the rock and making a few plays in the passing game. You need a punter. You potentially could have lost yours because you exposed them on a meaningless fake punt up 21 in a game that you had sealed. That's the one that people should be talking about, because that's the one that's not only in poor taste, but that's the one that's truly a stupid decision by Pete Carroll. What the heck are you doing going for the fake punt there and risking the life and limb and risking injury on a punter who's a key part of your football team as you're moving forward towards a playoff run? There's the stupidity. There's the bad taste. There's the rubbing it in people's face. That's the one that bothered me. Not Richard Sherman popping off. Not Richard Sherman hitting Jared Goff. It's head coach Pete Carroll calling for a fake punt in that spot. Very, very lucky about two things. Number one, the Rams are so shell-shocked, they probably didn't even realize that Pete Carroll's rubbing it in their faces. They just wanted to get the heck out of there. They just want to get the last two games of this season over with. So I don't see that this will have huge ramifications going forward. But boy, is he lucky. After John Ryan fumbled that punt, that run, you know, he fumbled the football, running the football. Boy, is he lucky that John Ryan wasn't hurt. Because once he fumbled that football, he lost all concept of where the defenders were. And he was battling in many ways for his life to get that football back. And when the opportunity was there for the free shot, boy, did the Rams special teams take advantage of that. And if John Ryan had gotten hurt on this, and that would have had far-reaching effects on their playoff run, boy, would Pete Carroll have been open to criticism, and rightfully so. So I'm going to jump out in front. I'm going to criticize him now. It was a stupid play that could have cost your team dearly going forward. It was a play in poor taste that's really kicking a team while it's down. I don't care that they're a division foe. It was classless football, and more importantly than being classless, because I don't think there's any requirement that you show great class in the NFL, it was dumb football that could have cost your team if your punter got hurt. So you want to talk about controversial plays or questionable plays in the Seattle Rams game? The one you look at is the fake punt. Not the hit on Goff, not Sherman mouthing off. So that's kind of my wrap-up on the Seattle Seahawks 24-3 victory over the Los Angeles Rams. And I guess very quickly, as we're getting up towards the break here, and we'll kind of wrap up hour one, and then the entirety of hour two will be a quick look at playoff positioning and then roll into that Week 15 Sunday NFL preview. For the Rams, could you have expected anything else? You fired an embattled coach whose offense seemed to be 15 years behind the times, and you did it going into a short week. So now you bring in the special teams coordinator and say, coach this team. He barely finds his office, and they're on their way to Seattle, who was smarting off the loss, and gets Michael Bennett back on that defensive line. What did you expect to happen? Nothing beyond this. There wasn't going to be an opportunity to open up this offense in any significant way and make any significant changes to what they do. So the only wrinkle that John Fossil could really add was aggressiveness and going for it on fourth down. And at points in the game where it mattered and it wasn't, you know, and going for fourth down wasn't necessary and dictated by getting blown out, he was very, very aggressive. He went for it twice. You know, he had Hecker Johnny Hecker, who has frequently had success throwing the football and fake punts. He just puts one in the dirt and they miss there, and then they miss another fourth down opportunity. So they go 0-for-4 overall on fourth down, 0-for-2 when it matters. But that was really the only spin and only wrinkle that John Fossil could really put on this, was to be more aggressive. And that's typical special teams coordinator. You know, fake punt and you're at your own 30-yard line. That's kind of what they do. If they're going to do one thing because the time is not there to significantly change the game plan, they'll be more aggressive in what they do. And that's what you saw. You saw an aggressiveness and not being afraid to go for it on fourth down while the game was still in doubt. And then you saw it a necessity after the game was out of hand. They went for it because they had to. So there's the departure from Jeff Fisher that you saw. I guess going forward with two more games, you know, a long break here and an opportunity to install a lot more, it should be interesting to see what, if any, wrinkles John Fossil and company come up with over the final two games for this Los Angeles Rams offense. We'll wrap up hour one next on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain,
back pain and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I love you, man.
Right back at you as we roll on here on the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Again, I'm Joe Spano. If you want to join the discussion, 1-800-878-PLAY. That number again, 1-800-878-7529. On Twitter, at JoeSpano56 or at SportsBylineUSA. And again, many topics to discuss, whether it be your thoughts on the late, great Craig Sager and what he meant to the NBA and its broadcasts. And just any way you want to eulogize Craig Sager, you can do that. Your thoughts on the Thursday night matchup between the Seahawks and the Rams from either a Seahawks or a Rams perspective is also all fair game. Or take a look ahead to your favorite team on a Week 15 NFL Sunday. These are all fair game, and you can weigh in at 1-800-878-PLAY. Again, 1-800-878-7529, or hit me up on Twitter at JoeSpano56 or at SportsBylineUSA. We're getting ready to wrap up hour number one, and just a quick peek ahead to hour number two. We'll start it off taking a quick look as Week 15 has already kicked off and Week 15 NFL Sunday approaches. We'll take a look at the playoff picture and give you some idea who's where, who's battling for what the most significant games on this Week 15 NFL Sunday are as far as playoff implications. And then we'll do what we always do on Football Friday. We'll go through each and every game, game by game, and give you those game previews as only we can. Now that we're into Week 15 of the NFL season, those games that have no kind of playoff implications, they'll get short shrift. And the ones that are important to the playoff picture will get a lot more attention. But we're going to step aside now here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And then I'll be back with Hour 2, the Spano and Black Attack, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
But Mr. Putin is well aware of my feelings about this because I spoke to him directly about it.
President Obama is saying that the evidence shows it was Russia that conducted the pre-election hacking that he says was designed to influence U.S. elections.
We need to take action, and we will, at a time and place of our own choosing.
That from an interview Mr. Obama gives NPR News that will run in its entirety today. You can add the founder of WikiLeaks to the list of those who say the emails hacked from the Clinton campaign and the DNC were not stolen by the Russian government. Julian Assange made the claim on Fox News last night, contradicting the Office of the Director of National Intelligence as well as President Obama.
We're going to maybe have to do something about that. What do you think? Yes?
That's the president-elect on his thank you tour in Pennsylvania last night, resurrecting his call for consequences for those who desecrate the American flag. This is USA Radio News.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4. It's wicked good with the sausage, dude. And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price of participation vary.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then U.S. Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
The president-elect's former campaign manager does confirm Trump's adult children will likely be working in the West Wing. Here's USA correspondent Joe Gomez with more.
There's been wide speculation that President-elect Donald Trump's children may serve in his administration, and Kellyanne Conway, Trump's former campaign manager, says there may be a legal loophole that allows that to happen.
The anti-nepotism law apparently has an exception if you want to work in the West Wing because the president is able to appoint his own staff.
Conway tells MSNBC's Morning Joe that Trump's daughter Ivanka and her husband Jared Kushner are the two most likely candidates among his family members to serve in the West Wing.
Again, that's our Joe Gomez reporting. Friends, family, and admirers will be gathering at Ohio State University tomorrow for legendary astronaut and former U.S. Senator John Glenn's funeral. Vice President Joe Biden is scheduled to give a speech. So is the OSU president, Senior Senator Sherrod Brown, and NASA Administrator Charles Bolden. This is USA Radio News.
This is a huge epidemic that may be sweeping the nation. Many Americans don't know they may be affected by it. This fungus is something that may be lurking in our food supply, and the big food distributors don't want you to know about it. Do you often feel tired, fatigued, constipated, bloated, or have trouble sleeping? All of these are symptoms of the fungus that might be inside you right now. This is an urgent warning that is not being reported by most mainstream media. Go to gutkiller4.com now to watch the shocking presentation. That's gutkiller4.com.
South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley saying she hopes the survivors and families of those killed in the Charleston church shooting can now find peace after the shooter, Dylan Roof, was yesterday convicted by a jury. Roof found guilty on all 33 federal hate crime charges for killing 9 people at that historically black Emmanuel AME church last year. And South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham says, quote, if there was ever a justified guilty verdict, this was the case. The penalty phase of the trial will be held in a few weeks, and Roof could get the death penalty.
Whether you really knew Craig or not, you got the feeling that he was a special person in a lot of different ways.
That's San Antonio Spurs head coach Greg Popovich on the passing of Craig Sager, the Turner Sports sideline reporter, who died yesterday after losing his battle with leukemia.
If any of us could display half the courage he has to stay on this planet, we'd be well off. We all miss him very much.
Craig Sager was 65. And employers might as well give their workers time off around Christmas because researchers say mentally they've checked out anyway. A new British survey finds 54% of workers lack productivity come mid-December because they're preoccupied with the holiday season. The survey finding 6 in 10 millennials are less productive by December 15th, and baby boomers check out by the 20th. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We're here. We're all thrilled.
Well, most of us are here, and those that are thrilled. Good day, America. Welcome to Hour 2 of this Football Friday edition of the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, Bob Black off today. If you want to join the discussion, call us up at 1-800-878-PLAY. Again, call us up at 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter. 140 characters or less at Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. This hour is going to be wall-to-wall NFL. We got through the Thursday night matchup. We gave some love and respect in our eulogy to the late, great Craig Sager. But hour two, we're going to take a quick look at the playoff picture as Week 15 NFL Sunday approaches, and then game-by-game previews of each and every game from Week 15 NFL Sunday. That's the rundown of hour number two. But let's do what we do at the top of each hour, the Spano and Black Attack. We let you know how to take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network on the go with you via your devices, starting with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. That's sportsbyline.com. There's a Listen Live link, allows you to keep up with all the doings as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that more at sportsbyline.com. There's the apps, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio. They're all downloadable to any device you can think of. They all have a wealth of on-demand content, and they all have a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. And last but not least, it's the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, most notably the Spano and Black Attack. And we thank each and every one of those service people for their service to the greatest country in the world, the good old U.S. of A. Without them protecting our shores and borders, we wouldn't enjoy the great freedoms we enjoy in this great country. Up next, quick look at the playoff picture as we're through 14 weeks of the NFL season and we've already kicked off week 15 of this 2016 NFL season. We'll take a look at the playoff picture and then we'll start our game-by-game previews of a week 15 NFL Sunday. That's all next on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse.
the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Math is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Math seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Math. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Math. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
When, boy? When are you going to get your act together?
Well said. As we continue here with the Spano and Black Attack on Sports Byline, I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the conversation, that number again, 1-800-878-7529. On Twitter, 140 characters or less at Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. Again, the myriad of topics that are all on the table. The life and times of Craig Sager. Seattle, Los Angeles, Thursday night football. Your take from either team's perspective or your favorite team and what you expect out of them on an upcoming Week 15 NFL Sunday. Let's dive into the playoff picture a little bit before we get to our game-by-game previews of Week 15 NFL Sunday. We'll start in the NFC, where the Cowboys right now, they've clinched a playoff spot. I still think ultimately when it's all said and done at 11-2, everybody's going to be pretty hard-pressed to catch them and take the number one seed from them. Seattle has clinched the NFC West. And I ultimately think with the index finger injury on the throwing hand and the rest of the schedule that the Lions are going to have to deal with, I ultimately think the Seahawks, who are right now the 3 seed, will end up being the 2 seed in the NFC and get the coveted home game and bye week that they're searching for. I don't think they're going to be able to get up there and catch the Cowboys. I ultimately expect the Lions to, despite how hot Green Bay's been lately, they are 2 games back. I expect Detroit to manage to hang on. They're a gutty team. They're a good team. The injury to Matt Stafford, if he's going to have a struggle throwing, could really put a wrench in the plans of the Detroit Lions. But I do expect them to manage to hang on, win that NFC East, that NFC North, rather. And right now they're the 2 seed. I ultimately think they're going to fall at a 3 seed. And then you've got intriguing matchups. Atlanta right now in a virtual tie with Tampa Bay for the NFC West, the NFC South. And I think one of those two obviously emerges there. The other is a prime contender for the wild card spot, along with the Giants, who I just don't know that they can quite get up there and catch the Cowboys. If they do, they'll probably end up being the number one seed in the NFC with the Cowboys dropping all the way back to the five spot. And then you'll have a battle. The team that doesn't win the NFC South between the Buccaneers and the Falcons, I think they end up in a big battle with the Redskins, the Packers, and to a lesser degree, the Vikings for that final playoff spot. And I ultimately think when you look at it, the NFC, despite not having any truly great teams, they're going to leave two pretty decent teams out of their playoffs. You'll have two 9 or 10 win type teams that will be left out. If you're Green Bay, as we talked about before they made the hot run and as the hot run has started to go along, very little margin for error for them. They need to run it out if they're going to have a chance, and they may still need help as it relates to the Detroit Lions falling apart down the stretch. Minnesota at 7-6, they just ain't got the goods. So I think they'll be one of those teams that kind of limps home at 9-7 or something, and they're on the outside looking in as far as the NFC playoff picture. I think ultimately, you know, Green Bay and Washington will battle with Tampa, with the loser, as it were, in the NFC South between Atlanta and Tampa Bay for that last playoff spot. So again, that's the playoff picture right now in my mind in the NFC. And we'll get into the Week 15 NFL Sunday action and what it could mean to how those playoff battles and how those playoff standings change. You go to the AFC, where the Pats right now are in control at 11-2, Chiefs lurking behind at 10-3, with New England battling Denver this weekend. That could change. I don't know that Denver's got the goods, and New England seems to keep finding ways to win. And just when you think injuries are going to get the better of them, they just keep clicking on all cylinders, on offense, on defense. Special teams, they have some real issues. I don't know that those issues continue to present themselves come the postseason when you don't rest guys from special teams and have them not play them to avoid injury. So I think this may be exclusively a regular season issue that doesn't rear its ugly head in the postseason. And I ultimately think New England will finish as the number one seed. Kansas City right now, the 2 seed, but don't sleep on Oakland. And to a lesser degree, Denver, who's fighting for their playoff lives. But right now, it's Kansas City's the 2 seed. The Steelers, now the 3 seed and a game up on the Baltimore Ravens in the AFC North. Somebody will win the AFC South, and it looks like it's probably the Houston Texans. They, by default, are the 4 seed. And then you got the Raiders and Broncos rounding it out at 5 and 6 seeds. Lurking are the Miami Dolphins, who are also 8 and 5, but they don't have Ryan Tannehill, so they're a long shot. And then you got a pair of 7 and 6 teams in Baltimore and Tennessee. Baltimore's got the real deal defense, offense too inconsistent. I don't know if they can make up that ground, and I don't know if they can sneak in as a wild card, and I think their best chance may be upending Pittsburgh in the AFC North. And for Tennessee, it's really about learning how to win. They're going to have to run the table and get some help and go 10-6. But obviously, one of the surprises in the NFL this year and a story that bears watching, that's for sure. So that's kind of a rundown of the playoff picture one game into week 15 of the NFL season. And let's hit the Saturday night matchup, because now that we're clear of college football, you're going to get these Saturday night matchups for a big chunk of the rest of the year. This year a little unique in that Christmas Day falls on a Sunday, so your Christmas Eve Saturday will be chock full of NFL action. But you're going to get a Saturday night tilt in prime time this Saturday night to move along the Week 15 NFL slate. And it's the 4-9 Jets, who are just 1-5 at home, hosting the 8-5 Miami Dolphins, who are 2-4 away from the cozy confines of South Florida. Miami comes into this one as 2.5-point favorite. I'm hard-pressed to see how they win this game. And a loss here really deals a major blow to their playoff chances. And the big reason is no Ryan Tannehill. Matt Moore is going to be their starting quarterback. It's a guy who hasn't started an NFL football game in about 5 years. So for me, this is one that really sets back the Dolphins' chances of getting in the playoffs. And I know it's been a lost season for the 4-9 Jets, who don't win at MetLife Stadium. At times, it looks like this team has quit on Todd Bowles. But you got a young quarterback in Bryce Petty that wants to show he belongs. And maybe that alone, a quarterback with some upside versus a very limited, capable backup quarterback, I think maybe that becomes the difference in this one. And somehow, I think the Jets have started to be embarrassed by their effort. The home crowd is going to be ready to boo quickly. It could get ugly. So I think the Jets are going to bring whatever their A game is. And I think they find a way to win this game and really deal a blow to the Miami Dolphins' playoff chances. So I'm picking the Jets here. You know, and now in the next segment, we're going to get to the Sunday NFL action. And we're going to start it out with Packers and Bears and then roll into Jaguars and Texans. And we got a whole bunch of games on this Week 15 NFL slate that have some kind of playoff implications. And those ones with the real playoff implications will get the vast majority of the attention. The ones that we call at this late stage of the season, friends and family specials, we'll give you our thoughts, but we'll make them quick. Next up, Week 15 NFL Sunday game-by-game previews. Now that we've gotten through the Saturday action, starts with Bears and Packers. That's all next on The Attack, along with your calls at 800-878-PLAY, your tweets at JoeSpano56. You be sure to keep it where it is.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's master handyman, with the Grainger Tip of the Week. Lockout, tagout is the practices and procedures necessary to disable machinery or equipment to prevent hazardous energy release. It is one of the most commonly cited issues on the OSHA Top 10 citation list. Make sure you're following proper procedures by visiting Grainger.com/lockout/tagout. And now a word from Grainger.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clicksafety.grainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Psst, hey you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead, I'll wait. GEICO presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with GEICO to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with GEICO. The Shazam 15, brought to you by GEICO. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
GEICO presents sharing versus oversharing. Way early this morning, Brad Higdon shared a major spoiler alert from everyone's favorite hit show, sad emojis to express his feelings about the plot twist, and a playlist he made to drown out his sorrows? Dude, oversharing alert. Brad, GEICO has something worth sharing with those who haven't befriended you, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance at GEICO.com. So stop moping about the post-apocalyptic world and start saving in the real world. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365.
One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Well, forget about the cops. They're not interested in any two-bit setup you got here.
Well, I don't want any trouble.
Look, is my rent paid?
Yeah.
Don't stop bothering me.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, out to Soldier Field we go as we continue our preview of a week 15 in the NFL, and we roll out of the Saturday action into the Sunday action here on the Spano and Black Attack. Again, I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY to get involved. That number again, 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter at Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. 3-10 Bears, 3-3 at home, host the red hot 7-6 Green Bay Packers, who were just 2-4 away from Lambeau Field. It'll be a chilly one in Soldier Field in Chicago. Looks like game time temperatures are going to be well below freezing. Not an issue really for either of these teams. Again, the Bears just flat out aren't very good. They play better football at home than they do on the road. They seem to have found something in Jordan Howard in the running game, and maybe even something in Matt Barkley in the passing game. But defense isn't very good. They typically don't win games. And the Packers at 7-6 know they have no margin for error. They're red hot. They're a little banged up. Aaron Rodgers will play, and that's the key. And I think the difference in this one is Aaron Rodgers and that passing game that is now clicking on all cylinders, with Devontae Adams becoming a real deal, legit, consistent pass-catching option, along with Jordy Nelson, who's going to have a 1,000-yard season. So, and they find a way to run the football with Ty Montgomery and others. So I like the Packers in this one. Their defense has gotten suddenly a little more stingy. I think they outclass the Bears here on the road. Keep those playoff hopes alive. Keep the pressure on the Lions and on the Vikings and improve to 8-6 on the year. More 1 o'clock action. NRG Stadium in Houston, Texas. 7-6 Houston Texans, who are quite good at home. 5-1 at home. They host the 2-11 Jacksonville Jaguars, who aren't any good anywhere. And I guess that's the story in this one. The Texans are only a 5-point favorite because, well, they're just flat out not that good. They're 7-6. They're above 500. They're in first place in the AFC South. But take it for what it is. They're just not that good. Brock Osweiler is a putrid quarterback. Their offense really, really struggles. Lamar Miller's on the injury report. C.J. Fedorowicz is on the injury report. Their defense without J.J. Watt has taken a step back. Jonathan Joseph being missing from the lineup has hurt their defense. So I think when it's all said and done, they win the game because the Jaguars find ways to lose every week, whether it's getting blown out or in close games. And they're riding out the string. Blake Bortles looks lost. When asked about the pick six, his answers were, well, I got to tackle better. Well, that's not what you want to hear from your quarterback. Gus Bradley's out of a job, and I don't think the Jaguars are going to find a way to win this game. They may stay in it because of the limitations of the Texans, but I think Bill O'Brien will coach his team to victory. They'll improve to 8-6, stay atop the AFC South, keep the pressure on the Tennessee Titans and on the Indianapolis Colts, because the only path to the AFC playoffs for any of the teams from the South is winning that division. This is a friends and family special that will not get much time from us. 6-7 Bills host the 0-13 Browns, New Era Stadium in Buffalo. Bills are a 10-point favorite, and rightfully so. Browns are the worst team in football. They play hard every week. Could this be the week they get the win? Quite possibly. Rex Ryan's gone. And it's another disappointing season in Buffalo. Injuries aside, here's a defensive guru that's been given terrific defensive personnel. And since he took over that defense from Jim Schwartz, it's taken huge steps backwards. I think Rex has to go. I think he does go at the end of the year. You know what? I'm going to be bold enough to say it. I think the Browns go up to Buffalo, win this football game. I think they're going to want it more than the Bills. They don't want the embarrassment and humiliation of being a winless football team for 16 games. And I don't think the Bills are going to want it that bad. I think they're riding out the string with Rex, and it's going to show in this one. I don't think he's able to get him up for the game. So I do like the Browns to pull the upset, find a way to win a game. Here's the spot where they do it. More 1 o'clock action from M&T Bank Stadium in Baltimore, where the 7-6 Ravens, 5-2 at home, they host the 5-8 Philadelphia Eagles, who simply do not win away from Lincoln Financial, just 1-6 on the year. This is going to be an extremely low-scoring game between two defenses that are pretty damn good and two offenses that are pretty darn limited. Here's the difference in the game. It's threefold. Number one, Ravens are at home. Number two, Joe Flacco is a veteran quarterback and is far more a polished product, even though he's not playing great football, than is Carson Wentz. So you give the check column and the advantage to Joe Flacco at quarterback and the Ravens over the Eagles. Three, the Eagles are all banged up offensively, and they're so limited in weapons to begin with. They've got one, you know, they're limited and healthy running backs. Ryan Matthews will be up, but Smallwood's done for the year. I don't know that Darren Sproles will be there, so I don't really think the Eagles have enough weapons, and I actually think a pretty weapon-free team in the Ravens has more weapons in Steve Smith and Mike Wallace and Terrence West to run the football a little bit. So I like the Ravens in this one. That, you couple that with the fact that they're still in the playoff chase and have to keep winning to have any chance to make the AFC playoffs, while the Eagles, their playoff chances are done with. And it's a play out the string game. So I like the Ravens in this one. They're a 5.5-point favorite. Nothing's ever easy for the Ravens, but I think this is one of those games they could win by 7 to 10 points without a problem. I like the Ravens in this one fairly comfortably by their standards. More 1 o'clock action. Arrowhead Stadium, Kansas City, Missouri, the site for the number 2 ranked team in the AFC right now, the Kansas City Chiefs. 10-3 at home, 10-3 overall, 5-1 at home. They take on the surprising 7-6 Tennessee Titans, who are 3-3 away from Nissan Stadium. Chiefs are 5.5-point favorite in this one, and they have a terrific defense. How it overcomes the loss of Derek Johnson remains to be seen. I know Tom Bali, Justin Houston are both on the injury report. If all three big pass rushers play, I think that really helps the Chiefs an awful lot, because their defense, they make their mark with defense. It is a fast and athletic defense all over the field. They get up after the quarterback. They're very hard to run the football on. Their secondary can lock up receivers and turn over the football. Offensively, again, they're not sexy. They don't run the ball particularly well. It's not a high-flying passing attack, but what they don't do is make mistakes. That defense, that offense never puts that defense in a bad position. And they're always in a very, very good position to win football games. So I think when this is all said and done, I think it's going to be a hell of a football game. I think it's going to be closer than the 5.5 points, because nothing's ever easy for the Kansas City Chiefs. I think this one, both defenses are good. We know about Kansas City's. Tennessee very quietly has a no-name defense that plays pretty solid football. And I think this one becomes a defensive struggle. And I really think the difference in this game is a couple of Marcus Mariota mistakes. He ends up making more mistakes than Alex Smith makes, and I think that's the difference in this game, as I think that the Chiefs turn Titans' mistakes into instant points. It's been the undoing for this young Titans team all year, and I think it's something that rears its ugly head here. I like the Chiefs to take this one, improve to 11-3, keep the pressure on the Raiders in the AFC West, and keep the pressure on the New England Patriots in the overall AFC conference standings. Now, we'll move on. We got some time. We'll probably get this one started here, and then we'll finish this one up in our next segment. Talk about playoff ramifications. It's 9-4 New York Giants, 6-1 at home, hosting the 9-4 Detroit Lions, 3-3 away from Ford Field. Giants are a 4-point favorite in this one. Giant defense has played so well. They've got one of the best secondaries in the league with those three terrific corners. Landon Collins has become one of the NFL's very best defensive players at safety. They're getting up after the quarterback. They're stout against the run. Their linebackers play sound assignment football and are much more athletic than they've been in years past. So it's a very difficult defense to make any hay on. The Lions are a one-dimensional offense that doesn't run the football well and won't hear. Matt Stafford's coming in with an injured index finger on his throwing hand. One has to wonder what kind of success they can have in the passing game in that case. I think the Lions are very much hard-pressed to score in this one. And I think the Giants, while their offense never dominates, I think they hit a few big plays to Beckham Jr. I think perhaps there's a big play or two to Sterling Shepard. I think with Jennings and more notably Paul Perkins, they get a little going in the running game. And I think, you know, in a battle of two teams that find a way to win, at the most important spot right now, the Giants are the healthier team. And I think that will be the difference in this one. So I'll take the Giants to win a very compelling matchup in the NFC playoff standings. We'll talk about it more next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. No flipping.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
This can't be happening, man. This isn't happening.
Well, it's happening, all right, and it rolls on, and it's the Spano and Black Attack on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter, at Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. Let's get back to Week 15 NFL Sunday game-by-game previews, and we've seen a bunch of games with playoff implications, and we've talked about Packers and Bears and Texans and Jaguars, the Ravens and the Eagles, and we got into Chiefs and Titans, and I think playoff implications are big here for the Chiefs to keep pressure not only on their AFC West foes, most notably the Raiders, but also the New England Patriots for the number one overall seed in the AFC West, in the American Football Conference. And for the Titans at 7-6, if they could pull the win here, and maybe there's a hiccup by the Texans, it could be the Titans that win the AFC South. Or maybe if they run out the string and get to 10-6, maybe they could become the sixth seed in the wild card. Who knows? You know, again, it gets very, very interesting. I think the Titans' chances are a little remote as they lose all the tiebreaker edges to the Texans. But if it comes down to, say, the Titans and Broncos for the sixth seed, the Titans have the head-to-head edge. It gets very interesting. The Titans might have a chance to be an even bigger surprise than I thought they'd be. I think they got an uphill battle in Kansas City on Sunday, as I said, but I think it'll be a dynamite football game. We were talking Giants and Lions before we stepped out, and I think this is going to be, it's an important matchup, major playoff implications for both. I think the health of Matthew Stafford's the difference, or the lack thereof. And I think in a battle of two teams that often find a way to win and keep it close, I think the Giants find a way to win here. Keep the pressure on the Cowboys in the NFC East. Keep the pressure, you know, get a strong hold on that wild card spot with win number 10. And for the Lions, all of a sudden you fall a 9-5, and you've got the Green Bay Packers breathing down your neck while Matt Stafford's banged up. So it gets very, very interesting here. Again, the Packers have no margin for error. The Lions have a little. But if they slip up here in what may be a game that's a bit of an uphill climb for them, that margin of error starts to go away very, very quickly. And what's been one of the nice stories of the 2016 NFL season could suddenly find themselves in a position where they may be on the outside looking in as far as the NFC playoffs. 7-6 Vikings. They host the 6-7 Colts at U.S. Bank Stadium in Minneapolis. Minnesota comes into this one as a 4-point favorite. Neither of these teams is particularly good. The Vikings rely on their defense, which statistically has been great all year. At times, it hasn't held up, and it hasn't been able to win games for them when they've needed it. Offensively, they're so limited. For the Colts, they have Andrew Luck and not much else. I do have a funny feeling, despite this one being on the road, that Andrew Luck and not much else may be enough, just because it's a quarterback-driven league, and you got to score some points. The Colts will score some points here. I like the Colts to upend the Vikings at home and pull that road upset and keep themselves in contention in the AFC South. AFC North matchup. The Vontaze Burfict Bowl has been called. Paul Brown Stadium, Cincinnati, Ohio. The 5-7-1 Bengals host the 8-5 Pittsburgh Steelers. Steelers have been hot of late. That's why they're a 3-point road favorite in this one. They've also had bouts of inconsistency. None of that inconsistency is coming here. There's going to be no lack of focus. This is a conference rival who they flat out do not like. That's having a very, very disappointing season. They are going to put the wood to them. And I think I like the Steelers in this one rather easily. They need to keep winning to keep pressure on the Ravens and keep control of that AFC North. Because the one thing they have to do, while they may end up being the most dangerous team in the AFC playoffs come January, they have to make sure they get there first. And I think that's something everybody forgets. It's great to be this talented and this dangerous, but when you've been as inconsistent and at times as banged up as the Steelers have been, you kind of paint yourself into a corner and you have very little margin for error. So the Steelers will keep their foot on the accelerator in this one, and I do like the Steelers. In two teams going nowhere fast, they do battle in Glendale, Arizona, University of Phoenix Stadium. 5-7-1 Cardinals, 5-8 Saints. Michael Floyd is no longer an Arizona Cardinal. The Saints are not as good on the road as they are at home on that first fast turf of the Superdome. It'll be a close game between two also-ran teams. I think the also-ran team at home in Arizona finds a way to win this one. Perhaps David Johnson gets things ramped up, and I think maybe he's the difference in this one. So I'll take the Cardinals in this one. We now move on to more 4 o'clock action. The 8-5 Falcons, who need to keep on winning because the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have won 5 straight and pulled even with them and in a virtual tie for first place in the NFC South. Well, the Falcons host the 1-12 San Francisco 49ers, who do not win away from home. They come into this game as a 2-touchdown underdog. Falcons are going to take care of their business. Nothing is a give me in this sport any given Sunday, as we say. Not this given Sunday. The Falcons have too much. They have Matt Ryan. They have a balanced running attack. They have Julio Jones. They have a defense that's improving, that's being led by Vic Beasley. The 49ers will have no answer. I like the Falcons to roll easily in this one, keep the pressure on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and improve to 9-5 along the way. Sports Authority Field at Mile High in Denver, Colorado, is the site of the 8-5 Broncos, 4-2 at home, hosting the 11-2 New England Patriots, who are 6-0 away from home. Well, New England goes into this one as a 3-point road favorite. And Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots always find a way to win and beat good football teams. They're just that kind of program. It's a program there. It's an AFC devoid of great teams. I don't think the Patriots are a great team. I think they have some limitations. They did put in a waiver claim on Michael Floyd. And I don't think he's a factor in this one. He's got to learn the game plan and get all the other things taken care of. But I certainly think that's a nice add for your postseason to go with some of those weapons and a great way to replace maybe what you're missing in Gronk. Now, with the deal with the Broncos is quite simple. Offense is kind of stagnant. Defense is good, but not as good as last year. They're a good football team, but they're not good enough to defend their Super Bowl championship and be a real playoff contender. Altitude is always a factor when you play the Broncos in Denver. Desperation here is all on Denver's side. But that said, it's Tom Brady versus Trevor Siemian. No offense to Trevor Siemian, but this comparison is like ice cream and horse manure. I think the Patriots do what they always do. They just keep on winning, keep the pressure on the Chiefs and everybody else in the AFC, work on getting that number one seed or at least making sure they're in the top two seeds in the AFC so that way they get a bye week and that coveted home playoff game. But I think ultimately they end up with the number one seed. I think they win this game. I think they deal a real blow to the Denver Broncos playoff chances. I like the Pats here. I think it's going to be a close game, a good game, and an entertaining game. But I think Tom Brady is the difference. Last of the 4 o'clock games, 5-8 Chargers, 3-3 at home, host the 10-3 Oakland Raiders. Raiders are 5-1 away from home. They are great on the road. They come off a long week. They are smarting from the loss to Kansas City. They need to keep winning if they want to secure a top two seed and a bye week in the AFC playoffs. The Chargers, decimated by injuries, terrific quarterback in Phillip Rivers. They compete tough. They battle hard. They're not a doormat. Had it not been for bad fortune, maybe that 5-8 is 8-5, and we got a real barn burner here. That said, it's not. The Chargers are playing for nothing but pride. Not saying they don't have it, but they also don't have as much talent as the Oakland Raiders. I think the Raiders go down I-5. They're comfortable playing on the road, and I think they win one of those hotly contested AFC West showdowns, keep the pressure on the Chiefs, keep the pressure on the Patriots, and make their stand for the AFC West crown and perhaps even a top two seed in the AFC playoffs. And finally, the Sunday night special. 11-2 Cowboys, red hot 8-5 Buccaneers, AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. The Buccaneers love to play away from home. They're 5-1 on the road. The Cowboys are 5-1 at home. Cowboys come into this one a 7-point favorite. And a lot of that is on the work they've done most of this year, save the last 2 weeks. And when they've stepped up and had to play against two of the very best defenses in the NFL, the Vikings first and the Giants, their offense has struggled mightily. When things didn't work, they abandoned Ezekiel Elliott in both of those games to some degree. And we've seen Dak Prescott struggle to keep things going in the passing game. Their defense is not good enough to lean on. And the Cowboys thrive controlling time of possession and having their offense put up points through long sustained drives and key passes to key stars in the passing game at the right time. This Buccaneers defense, you look at them statistically, pretty pedestrian. You look at them over the last 5 weeks, they've been the best defense in the National Football League. They're coming together under Mike Smith at the right time, peaking at the right time. The Cowboys are ripe for the picking here. They're smarting after the loss to the Giants. It's back-to-back Sunday night matchups. The Buccaneers travel well. You're starting to hear the Romo rumblings. This, to me, has Buccaneers keeping the pressure on the Falcons all over it. I think this Buccaneers defense continues the run of good defenses stifling this Cowboys offense. And if it becomes a defensive struggle, I think we both know, despite the stats, when we look at the personnel, the Buccaneers defense is just flat out better than Cowboys defense. I think the Buccaneers pull the upset here. I think the Cowboys fall to 11-3 and start to look like they're limping home and perhaps give a glimmer of hope to the Giants as it relates to the NFC East crown and perhaps the top seed or a top two seed in the NFC for them. For the Cowboys, man, it could all of a sudden be from class of the NFC, easy number one seed to, hey, all of a sudden, we're struggling down the stretch, we're dealing with controversy, and we're on our way to a 5 seed in the NFC playoffs and no bye week and no home game. So, I like the Buccaneers. We'll tie a bow around the week and this Football Friday edition of the Spano and Black Attack right after this short timeout.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, we get ready to tie a bow around this Football Friday edition in a week here on the Spano and Black Attack. And I guess the place we'll go is out to New England. You know, we previewed their matchup against the Broncos. I gave you my thoughts there. But I think a brilliant move for the Patriots in claiming Michael Floyd off of waivers. You know, you have a need. No Rob Gronkowski. You know, you've got Edelman. You've got Hogan. You got Malcolm Mitchell. You now bring in another target. Is he going to be a factor this weekend? No. But by week 17, he'll be integrated in the game plan, and he gives this New England Patriots team yet another weapon in a dynamic passing game. And here's the one thing about going to New England. No matter what kind of character issues you may or may not have, guess what? Nobody is bigger than the Patriots, and nobody is bigger than the system there. So we've seen guys ranging from Randy Moss to Corey Dillon to a number of other people of questionable character, but not of questionable football talent, go there, shine and thrive, and be not at all a disruption and cause nary a problem at all. Because the program in New England supersedes any individual not named Tom Brady or Bill Belichick. So it's all pluses, no minuses for the Patriots there. Spend a few bucks, bring in a legitimate 1,000-yard number two type receiver and add him to the mix with all these other pieces, and your offense got that much better for your postseason run. Another great move by Bill Belichick. And on that note, we out of here. Special thanks to Robert for pushing all the right buttons most of the time. And most importantly, thanks to all of you. You know the drill. Wherever you're listening to Spano and Black, stay there. Till we do it again on Monday morning, I'm Joe Spano. Good day, all.